Okay, let's begin Yeshayahu Perek Yud Gimel as we continue. But now we are a new type of nevuah, the first one of its kind here in Sefer Yeshayahu. We've just had two prakim relating to Yemos HaMashiach following that followed the nevuah about what would happen in the days of Sancherev and the ultimate redemption. Maybe the nevuah could have been true had Chizkiyahu been Mashiach, but either way, we take it as reference to Yemos HaMashiach, as we just had Hinei Kel Yeshua Si in the previous parak. Now, this is the first of a number of nevuos that Yeshayahu has regarding other nations, right? Not Am Yisrael, right? And this is also part of what he is giving over to Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Das Sofrim, Rabbi Rabinowitz in the Sefer Anavi, so he has an introduction to this parak where he says, Yesh Mispar B'divrei Nevi'im Shenechtiv L'Doros, in all of the nevuos that are written for the future, some of the Treyas, some of Yeshayahu, Yesh Mispar Nikar Shel Nevuos Alumos HaOlam. There are a number of nevuos regarding the other nations. Ka'amur, what's the purpose of these prakim? Nirash, HaNevuos HaKsuvos B'Sefer Heim Tamsis HaDvarim Sheshmiu HaNevi'im B'Shem Hashem. Number one, these nevuos were a summary or a synopsis, part of what the Nevi'im said in general. They might have said many Nevuos, and they were said in different venues, in shuls, in other gatherings. Efshar af nishlechu b'ksav l'kol rachvei aretz. Maybe it was sent out to the people of the land, but the shaila is, was it sent to the other nations? Yeshayahu gave this nevuah. Did he send it to Bavel? Right, this parak that we're about to talk about is the nevuah about Bavel, about what's going to happen after Bavel destroys the Beis HaMikdash, that they themselves will be destroyed by Parasumadai. As we know, Bavel is the first galus, Bavel, Parasumadai, Yavan, and Romi. As we know, the four galios, excluding Mitzrayim, which was a different type, that was the basic galus that had in it all the galios. But the first galus that we went into, Bavel, destroyed the Beis Rishon, they will be destroyed. Yeshayahu Anavi says this nevuah years before Bavel is even a superpower. And he's already describing how the superpower Bavel, which will conquer the Beis HaMikdash, will eventually be destroyed themselves. So it's not mistaver, says the Das Sofrim, ki anavim bo lebein agoyim kedei la'asos kein, that Yeshayahu went to Bavel, which was under the power of Ashur at the time. Remember, the whole story of Sancherev was also Zeb Nevuah. At the time of Yeshayahu, Ashur was a major power in the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not Mistaver, right? So what's the purpose? He compares it to, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Avram to tell him about Sdom, right? He didn't tell Avram to go to Sdom. Lo l'man she'elch l'Sdom l'imsar zos. It wasn't to go tell Sdom anything. Ela k'dei she'yed Avram uvanu ma'achar v'Sdom. Just know, this is what's happening. And this is going to be the Mida Kenegan Mida. And you should know the future. And, interesting, says the Das Sofrim, throughout all of these nevuos, there is never a call for tshuva. There is never a call for improvement. The only one we have, he doesn't mention it, but we can think of, is in the story of Yonah, where the specific nevuah is go to Nineveh to get them to do tshuva. But other than that, it's just a description of what will be. Hevdel gadol yesh bein hanevuos al Yisrael levein hanevuos l'umos haolam. Be'elu kim'at she'ein tochacha. Ein drishot. It's not demanding anything. They destroyed, they did something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay them back for it. Mita keneged mita. That's how Hashem runs the world. Zuhi achoda amasha yikre v'lama yikre kein. Sibota peroniot shonod ma'od me'elu shabal Yisrael. Very different. Every nevuah that comes to Klal Yisrael. You got to do tshuva, you got to come back, right? You're doing all these averis. And then he says, Efshar, he says, you could even sense a different language and a different style through the nevuos of Klaius for Klal Yisrael and the nevuos on the Churban Bavel. So with that, we get into the parak, but that's a background that Pashas it was and said maybe it was said to them, but really there was no purpose. It wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them to do tshuva. They were going to act in a certain way, and that was going to lead to future events. Again, maybe it was an encouragement to Klal Yisrael. You know, this was, even though this is going to be destroyed, you should know that they're going to get their due in the end as well. Okay, so the first parak that we have relating to a different nation is Bavel, as we said. So the parak starts off with Masa Bavel. a masa about Bavel. What's masa? Remember, in the first shiur that we had back in Perek Aleph, we quoted then the Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Medrash says that there are ten words that can mean nevuah. Asara lashonos nikris nevuah. This is Breishis Rabba Mem Dalid Vav. Ten lashonos. Chazon. That's the first one. That was in our first parak. Chazon Yishayo ben Amos. Chazon. Hatafa. Dibur. Amira. Tzivoy. Masa. Here's another one of the words. Mashal Melitza Chida. Which is the Kashe Shebekulam, which is the most difficult, the most tragic? So, Machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chazon. That's what we had in the first parak. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Dibur. Rabbanan Amri, Masa. Kamashma'o, Shene'amar, Kimasa, Kaved, Yechbedu Mimeni. The Masa, this is a heavy load. This Nevuah is very heavy. It's a Masa Kaved. It's carried, and that's the language of Masa, as a form of Nevuah. So Masa Bavel, this is a Masa, this is a Nevuah about Bavel. What do you mean about Bavel? Rashi adds in, Masa per anus sha'al Bavel. It's a Masa of per anus of Bavel. Which I, as I said before, it's Yeshayo is so unbelievable, he is giving this Nevuah before Bavel is even a superpower, that they're going to be destroyed after they become a superpower, and they're going to be defeated. That's the Nevuah that he's giving. Masa Bavel, Asher Chaza, Yeshayo ben Amotz. It's a Nevuah that Yeshayahu ben Amotz is giving. What do we have to know that for? What's the emphasis? We know this whole Sefer. Just say Masa Bavel. It's a Masa Bavel. Why do you have to emphasize Yeshayahu ben Amotz? Because of this problem that it's so early, and Yeshayahu is talking before Bavel was even on the scene, Rabbi Schwab quotes that there are some Bible critics, misguided Bible critics, who refuse to believe in such unbelievable Nevuah, who say there is a second Yeshayahu. There were two Yeshayahus. There's a Deutero-Isaiah. They invented a Deutero-Isaiah who was to have lived much later during the time of the Persian king Koresh, to whom they attributed this chapter. Right? And if it's true, so according to them, then it wasn't a Nevuah. It was past tense. It was what happened already during the times of Paras Umadai. But says Rabbi Schwab, that's why the Navi goes out of its way here. Yeshayahu ben Amotz. We repeat. Who is giving this Nevuah? One Yeshayahu. There's only one Yeshayahu ben Amotz. He is giving the Nevuah way before. So, what's the Nevuah? Al har nishpes unes. On a high mountain, lift up a banner. Harimu kolam. Call to them. Hanifu yad. Wave. Yavopis. Wave to everybody to come. Who's coming? The other nations that are going to defeat Bavel. It doesn't say it explicitly here, but a little bit later in the parak, we have explicitly Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hinei Meir Alehem Es Madai. Madai is going to come. As we know, Madai and Paras were a team. First came Madai and then Paras. Persia, obviously the Purim story. So that is the, that's who, it's as if Hashem is calling them, come. Anitzi Veislim Kudashai. I've commanded the ones that are designated by me. Mikudashai, right? The Masuda says here, I've called Anshi Parasumada, Gam Karasi Gibori Lapi. You have to come and fulfill my anger. What is it that I hear? Kol Amon Be'arim Demus Amrav. A lot of people are coming. Many nations are coming. They're gathering. And who's leading them? Kol Sha'on Mamachos Gaim Ne'asafim. Hashem Tzvakos Mefachet Tzva Milchama. Hashem is the general. Hashem is the leader. That's what's going on here. Again, emphasizing. Well, let's just read the next pasuk. I will see it even clearer. Ba'im Me'eretz Merchak. They're coming from very far away, from the edges of the world, in order to defeat Bavel. Uklei Zamo and his weaponry, Lechabel Kalaris, to destroy the land. Right? Never to rebuild it. Bavel was never, once Bavel was destroyed, it never came back. Right? The cities of Bavel, of Nineveh, of all of the cities in Iraq, have never been really, really rebuilt into a power. Again, what's mentioned here? Klei Zamo. All the nations of the world are just the Kalim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We discussed a couple of prakim ago how Sancherev missed the boat. Sancherev was being used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Asher to punish Klal Yisrael, but he went too far. Right, he went before. He massacred. He destroyed the whole land, and he came. He wanted to get Yerushalayim. But once his job was done as a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then, as we know, he was removed. He was removed. So too here, Paras Umadai are Kalim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Klei Zamo, Lechabel kala aretz. They are the kalim to achieve his chavala. And Heililu, you have to scream and worry. Kikarav Yom Hashem. The day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give retribution to you is coming, and you will not have any hope. And again, like we emphasized in the beginning of the parak, he's not guiding them to repent. It's already happened by this time, and that's why Lechora, this Nevuah wasn't given to them. Just like we could talk about in Parshas Balak, at the end of Balak, the Bilam also gives Nevuahs regarding other nations. It wasn't that Amalek heard what was going to happen. This is Klal Yisrael is getting a little inside scoop of what's going to happen in the future to give them chizuk, encouragement, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. We continue in Pasuk Ches. V'niv halu. And there's a psik there in the Navi. That emphasizes, because there is a pause. But Nevalu, they will be totally confused. Tzira mechavalam yochezun, they'll be shaking. Kayoledi yechilun, like a woman in childbirth, they'll be screaming in pain. Ish al re'eo yismal, they'll look at each other in wonderment. And they won't know what's going on here. Right? They were the superpower. They were on top of the world. They destroyed the base of Migdash. And they will be brought down to their knees again. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out, again, the Radak points it out first, but that there's a shalsheles on this pasuk. On the word v'nifhalu, there's a shalsheles. The Radak says, why? Because it's to emphasize, and that's why there's a psik right afterwards, because we have to read it separately. V'nifhalu, comma, right? They were confused and they were shaking. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Ala Torah in Parshas Vayera points out that there are seven shalsheles in the Tanakh. Four of them are in the Torah, right? One in Vayera, one in Chayesara, one later on by Yosef HaTzadik, and one in Parshas Sav by the Miluim, by Vayishchot, when Moshe Rabbeinu was shechting the Shlamim. But all of them, the message is, four of them in the Torah, the message is a delayed, elongated action. Right, others have a pshat. That's his pshat. Others say, he says in time of Tikra in Vayera. Others say there's a not just an elongated action, but a hesitance. Like Lot was hesitant to leave, and Yosef was hesitant. He was going back and forth when he was trying to refuse, and the others as well. So those were all that. And Moshe Rabbeinu Vayishchat. So the time of the cross says that he had to do a big shchit to get a lot of blood out. Or others say no, he was hesitant because Moshe Rabbeinu with this action was about to give over the Kuna Gadola to Aaron HaKohen. So that's also. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that there are three shalshalas in Tanakh. In Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Four in the Torah, and three in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. One of them in Yeshayo, one of them in Amos, and one of them later on in Ezra. But here's the one, V'nivalu. So what does V'nivalu here mean? What elongation does it mean there? It means they were just shaking, and they were going back and forth. They couldn't move. That's what it means. Bahala aruka. Right? They're just going to be in shock. Right? And that's what V'nivalu here means as one of the shalsheles, one of the seven shalsheles in Tanakh, and the first one that we have in Navi, before Beit Hashem, one day we'll get to the others in Shreyasar and in Ezra. But we continue. Hine Yom Hashem Ba Achzari Ve'Evra V'Charonach. The day will come where Achzari, cruelty, Ve'Evra, and anger, V'Charonach, Lasum Aris L'Shama, and the land will become desolate. Achzari ve'evra, these nations are going to be cruel and angry. The Malbim says, again, the Malbim picks up on every word. We don't do so many Malbims, but I want you to know, if one wants to really learn Navi, based on a linguistic approach, you got to learn the Malbim. The Malbim picks up on every word and explains why this word is used and why this word is not used. So Achzari ve'evra, the Malbim explains, cruelty and angry. He says, if you have somebody who's angry, who's not so cruel, it's a one level. If somebody is cruel and not angry, it's one level. But if somebody is cruel and they're angry, then forget it. Then there's no hope. And that's what the Malbim says right here, how we have to understand the Psukim. Right? He says it's both. Aval hayom hazeh ye achzari b'tivo v'gam b'eis evraso v'evra v'charon af. He says that's when the Babylonians really have to be nervous, because it's a day of achzariut and evra. Ki koch v'yashmayim k'silehem lo yahalu aram. The pasuk says the sun and the constellations won't give off their light. Chashach hashemesh b'tseiso v'yareach lo yagia oro. The constellations, the sun, the moon, they won't give off light. The pashtus is, the Radak explains this all a mashal. When somebody is having tzaris, they feel there's no light in the world. And they feel like the sun's not shining. They feel that the moon is not shining. That's the pashtus, is all a mashal. It doesn't mean that the sun and the moon aren't going to shine. It means they're not going to be powerful. One might also suggest that it's talking about if the other nations worship the Avodah Zarah and they worship the sun and the moon, giving off light means showing power. Right? They didn't show, they wouldn't show their power because they wouldn't have anything to be boteach in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. and they realize that there is no hope. V'okadati al tevel ra'ah v'arisham avonam, and Hashem says, I will bring the wicked to their knees. V'ishvati g'on zeidim v'gavas arisim v'ashpil, these arrogant people of Bavel who destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, as we read this parak, we have to think of all the terrible atrocities that happened in Churban Bayis Rishon, Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradon, right? The Gemara in Gittin, where he killed 185 hundreds of thousands of Kohanim on the same day when he saw the blood of Zechariah Novi still burning, and he shechted and he killed, and then finally he says, how much do you want me to kill Hashem? And the blood stopped. But these tragedies, that's all what Bavel did, and that's why they deserve to have to be uprooted, right? And if remember what we discussed a couple of prakim ago from the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha and the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, where, what do you mean? Why are they punished? It's forecast. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. No, they went above and beyond. They went above and beyond. Even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses that Nebuchadnezzar was Zoche by taking a couple of steps for God to be the one, to be the Kli, but then he went way, way further. He went above and beyond what he did because he was only doing it for his own arrogance, not to be a kli. Like already we've had two prakim that talk about all the nations in the world are kelim biyad Hashem. And once you're not a kli, then Hashem's going to remove you. And that's what this pasuk means in Yud Aleph. V'hishbati ga'on zeidim, the arrogance of the one who act all wantonly, I will break. V'ga'avas aritzim ashpil, and the gaiva of those who hold themselves hold themselves high, I will bring down. Okir enosh mipaz, I will make people more precious than gold. Va'ada miketem ofir, and also people from ofir, other type of jewel. What does this pasuk mean? So Rashi, the Radak both say, you're going to try to pay your way. You're going to try to give money to save your life. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. These people that are going to attack you, Bavel, you're not going to be able to bribe them. People, they're going to want people more than money. They're going to want to kill you. Okir me enosh paz. That's the pasuk. That's the in the Birei Chasidus L'shas, one of the Bnei Yisachar suggests that maybe, you know, who are we talking about here? The parak's going to say in a minute. Madai is known as a very rich country. Very rich. The Mishnah says in Baba Kama that Dafkuf Gimel, Hagolzas Chaver Shavaprut, if you steal from your friend and you swear about it, Yolichen Acharav Afilu L'Madai. You have to take the money back, even to Madai. Why Dafke, even to Madai? Where they don't even need it, but it's for you. You have to return it. Madai is known as money grows on trees. That's this pasuk. They're not going to need your money. Right, they're just going to want to take revenge from you. Rashi also quotes maybe the Enosh, the man referred to here, is Daniel, because Daniel, even though he's in Ksuvim, he took place earlier in history. Daniel lived at the time of Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar and the kings of Bavel, and he read the famous writing on the wall, which says that Bavel was going to be destroyed. So that's what it means, that the Bavel is going to be all broken out of shape and not confident because of the Enosh, because of the person Daniel. Al kein shamayim argiz v'sirach sirach arzvim koma. I'm going to make earthquakes. I'm going to make everything shake. Be'evras Hashem svakos ubiyom charon apo, on the day that Hashem gets angry. Rashi quotes here that what does it mean that the heavens will first shake and then the land? Rashi quotes that maybe it means that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the Tsar, the administering angel of Bavel, and then destroy Bavel itself. The Ramban talks about this at length in Parshas Achrimos, that every country in the world, Rashi says it a little bit, but the Ramban talks about it at length, every country in the world and every people in the world have an administering angel, so to speak, right? Like the Tsar Shel Esav, who Yaakov fought with, and other discusses in Yehoshua that they might have come up there, but the Rambam would never say such a thing. But the Ramban says, Hashem HaNechbad bara hakol v'sham koach hatachtonim bo elyonim v'nosan al kol am va'am ba'arzo sam l'goyehem kochav u'mazal yadua. And that's what does it mean? It means indirect hashkacha. That's what it means, that there's not chas v'shalom, that the intermediary has any power. But that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. It was indirect hashkacha. There's a sar, there's a spiritual force that is, so to speak, in charge. So that's what Yeshayahu is referring to here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy those spiritual forces of Bavel, and then that will ultimately lead to the demise of Bavel itself. V'haya Katzvi mudach uchatzon ve'in makabetz ish. And what's it going to be like? It's going to be, once your land is decimated, it'll be like a tzvi, that is an outcast, uchatzon ve'in makabetz, like a sheep that nobody's there to gather. Ish elamo yifnu v'ish elatzo yenusu, and they'll run away. They'll run away like a tzvi and a tzon. What is a tzvi? How would we usually translate tzvi? So we usually say deer. And that's why the name of Tzvi Hirsch often goes together. Hirsch is deer in Yiddish, and Tzvi Hirsch often goes together. Rabbi Slifkin points out in his Sefer about animals, he has a lot of Sfarim about animals, but in his Torah Encyclopedia of the Animal Kingdom, that this can't be true. Rashi says it's not true. Rashi says it's not true. Which Rashi? Rashi in Maseches Chulin. Why? Because Rashi says there, the Gemara is talking about different horns of animals there. To Tzona Halacha about Chelev, which animals have kosher Chelev, which not. So the Gemara there talks about a Tzvi having unbranched horns. The horns don't look like branches of trees, they go straight up. So Rashi says, that the Gemara can't say that. Rashi says, Lo ya the nun tasma beis in chulin. Lo yadana my kamar. I have no idea what the Gemara is talking about, says Rashi. To havada mifutsalo saying, deer have branched horns. So I don't know what the Gemara is talking about, that a tzvi is not mefutsal. The nira be'enai. Here's the key line in Rashi. Shemasha anu karin tzvi, lo hayuhem karin tzvi. What we call tzvi must not be what they call tzvi. Different animal. They, and Rashi has a suggestion, what they called what they call steinbuk. Different animal. The karnayim shalem einim mefutsalin. Different animal. That was a steinbuk, so Rabbi Slifkin goes in and says that's an ibex. He said that also doesn't fit in. He says Rav Sadigon got it right. Rav Sadigon says a deer, a tzvi is a gazelle. A gazelle does not have branched horns, and there are other rayas to this as well. Well, first of all, why have we been mistranslating it for 1,000 years? Because the Rishonim, most of them didn't live in places where they had gazelles. They had deers. That's why they identified a tzvi as a deer. But it's not true, right? As Rashi says, Beferish, and the Gemara says the tzvi is not a deer, it is a gazelle. And a gazelle is one of the fastest animals. That's a primary attribute of the gazelle, is expressed in its speed. It can run up to 40 miles an hour, right? It's usually, Rabbi Slifkin writes, the most one sees of a gazelle is a flash of its white rump as it disappears into the distance. Cheetahs are faster over very short distances, but gazelles can sustain their high speed for longer. And that's why throughout Tanakh, whenever you find speed, it mentions a tzvi. Where? You have here. And the first one he quotes is in our parak, right? That the people are going to run away out of this land like a tzvi mudach. Like a tzvi mudach. That's talking about a gazelle is going to run away so fast. Or a pasuk in Mishlei. You know, tell ketzvi miyad, uketzipor miyad yakush. Right? What's the most famous usage? Rotz katzvi. Perkei Avos, right? Run like a tzvi. So we usually say run like a deer. But a gazelle is known for its speed, and that is pashas what a tzvi means. Again, there are many other animals quoted at the end of the parak. We don't know what all of them are, but that's an important ha'ara about tzvi, and it fits in. It fits into our parak. Let's continue. Kol am nimsa yidaker v'chla nispa yipo b'cheret pasuk tesvav. Anything around is going to be killed. Olam Yeruchalei Neem, right? Everyone, there's going to be Mida Kenegan Mida, as it's described, right? Unusheim Tisha Kavra. Their women are going to be violated. They violated the women of Am Yisrael, so their women are going to be violated by Madai. Again, Mida Kenegan Mida. The Mishnah says in Maseches Sota, Mida Kenegan Mida. Shimshon went after his eyes, and therefore he was punished with his eyes. Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, so the whole Klal Yisrael waited for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Mishnah. B'mida sha'adam modeid ba modedin lo. In the Mida that the person acts with, that's what he will be act. Avshalom stole the hearts of Am Yisrael, and therefore he was stabbed and speared in the heart. Again, Yosef Zachal Ikbarat Aviv, and Moshe Rabbeinu buried Yosef himself. Again, many examples of Mida Kenegan Mida. And we continue. Hineni says Pasuk Yizayin. So here he said Beferish. Hineni Meir Aleim Es Madai. Hashem says, who's going to destroy Bavel? Madai. So again, 180 years or so before this took place, Bavel wasn't even a power yet. Yeshayo is saying, which nation is going to defeat which nation? Madai is going to defeat Bavel. That's exactly what happened, as we know. Rashi quotes Daryavesh, the king of Madai, right? The first Daryavesh killed Balshazzar, who was the general in Bavel after Nebuchadnezzar. There was Nebuchadnezzar, then Evel Merodach for a little bit, and then Belshazzar, right? Those were the three Babylonian kings during the time that we're talking about. After that, Madai took over. You had Daryavish, then Koresh, then Achashverosh in the Purim story, and then the second Daryavish from Paras, not from Madai, who helped finish building the Beis HaMikdash. But either way, this is Madai said Beferish what is going to happen. Just the last pasuk says, V'rav Subam, after it's the whole area is wiped out, V'rav Susham Tziyim, U'mala Batim Ochem. There are more animals mentioned here. It's going to be so desolate that only animals are going to be walking around. Tziyim Pasach Hafalav Ochem, right? It's very hard to know what these animals are, right? The Mitzvah Tzion just says, Shemos Mine Chayos. There are animals. V'shachnu sham benot ya'ana, right? Those are usually translated as jackals, right? Benot ya'ana, they always go where people are not. That shows the level of desolation. U'se'irim yirachnu sham. And the se'irim will be there. What are these se'irim? Se'irim are understood as shadim, right? The Radak here says, se'irim are used in the Torah as shadim. Se'irim, it says in Pasuk in Achremos. So shadim, right? There are, what are shadim? Some type of demon, some type of spiritual forces. There are a couple of Gemaras in Shas that are stories of shadim. There's a great one in Me'ilah and Daf Yud Zayin. Reb Shimon bar Yochai got out a shade from the Caesar's daughter. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses the machlokes between the Rambam and everyone else. Right, as we know, the Rambam was a vociferous, strongly against the concept of shadim. Every Gemara that seems to talk about a shade, every story that in anywhere, so he kind of rereads. And the Vilna Gaon, in very biting words in Yeridaya, in Siman Kufay and Taz, says the Rambam is wrong. And he says, philosophy mixed up the Rambam. And therefore he didn't read the words Kipshuto. Shadim are shadim. Right? Don't think otherwise. They exist. Reb Yaakov and Emes Yaakov and Va'era tries to defend the Rambam, where he says maybe Shadim existed earlier in history when there were great spiritual positive forces. Hashem has to kind of level the playing field. So he says the negative forces also exist, and that's when there are Shadim. Later on in history, when the positive forces are lowered, so do the negative forces lowered, that's why we don't have Shadim anymore. Anyway, that's why he tries to help out the Rambam. It doesn't sound that way for the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like there never was, there never will be. And but he tries to help out with that that idea. And the parak ends off by discussing finally va'ana iyim al ba'almanosa v'tanim. Again, v'hechle oneg, the animals are going to be going in and out of their houses. V'karov lavo itan. And remember, the day is going to come v'yameha lo yimashechu. The Malchus Bavel will not last a long time, right? And this is a reference to Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu Navi, who was lived later than Yishayo. Yirmiyahu says in Perachav Tes Pasuk Yud, 70 years. That's the Masorah. That's what everybody knew, this Nebuah of Yirmiyahu of 70 years. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, discusses how Balshazzar and Achashverosh both miscalculated. That was the party, the beginning of the Megillah. The party, because, 70 years are up, and the still basic militia isn't rebuilt. They both miscalculated. But that's what this Pasuk is saying. Yameh lo yimashechu. It's not going to last 70 years, according to my calculations, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's going to be finished. Okay, we'll stop here. Masa Bavel is completed.